At the forefront of the minds of many in the crowd was gun violence. Laura Hudson was there with Moms Demand Action, a gun control advocacy group.
I am a gun violence survivor in that my husband died by gun violence. We're here to just lend our support and bring more visibility to gun violence prevention.
Given O'Rourke's stance on gun control and Arizona's strong gun culture, about a dozen pro-Second Amendment protesters showed up. Sonia Manderson was at the Ambassador Hotel when Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in 1968. The hecklers in the crowd made her uneasy.
You know, with these people here, who knows what could happen? And you're in a big crowd of people? In this day and time, you've got to know. And I know how to get under a table.
Air Force Gulf War veteran Damon Dunsmore came to the town hall wearing a Veterans Against Trump shirt. He voted for Clinton in 2016. But hasn't decided who he likes for 2020. He says he's pretty sold on Beto, but they disagree on one issue.
As a Second Amendment supporter, I don't align with all of his views, but I understand where he's coming from. I volunteer at a local high school, and when I have to think about exit strategies in case something goes down, you shouldn't have to do that. So, I mean, I understand where he's coming from, and I respect it. Not exactly where I'm at, but there's middle ground to be had.
Many in the crowd were in favor of gun control, but, like Dunsmore, were uneasy with O'Rourke's call to confiscate all semi-automatic weapons. Despite the booing and heckling, only a few people had to be escorted out of the venue. Scott Bork, KJZZ News, Phoenix.